in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Well, we are back, and how strange this is from all over the world. First and foremost, Matt, where are you at?
I'm out in North Carolina, sitting along a river on the banks of some creek. I don't know where I am, honestly.
Well, and I was going to make this big sad story and all that, that we're not at Torta Pizza, but we wouldn't have been at Torta Pizza today anyway. But all that stuff will happen when we do our crying and stuff. That'll be next week.
There's no crying in pizza, buddy. That's baseball.
And before I get, you know, punched or pushed or whatever, we need to welcome a little Jimmy to the program.
Hi, hello, mate.
How are you?
Well, thank you for having me.
It's fantastic to see you.
And you. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it really has. When I landed yesterday, I'm like, this is strange. You know, it's traffic wasn't bad, and then 10 minutes later, it got awful.
Yeah, we're steadily getting there, but you've been lucky in Florida. You know, you guys have been open for at least a couple of months. So, you know, it's coming. I believe the beginning of June the 1st, we're back to full capacity in restaurants and bars and theaters, hopefully.
Yep.
Because this is the longest period that I've not been on a stage in a very long time.
And we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. And I was telling Sean, I am broadcasting live, not from the global headquarters, but from the Las Vegas branch of Staff Zone. Typically, we push 8-man strong nonstop. Well, today we're going to push 8-man strong as well as Staff Zone, as well as the UFC, like we do each and every week. I'm out here right now. Another great card scheduled this Saturday, UFC on ESPN 22. Let's welcome to the program and get it started off with a bang, Jessica Panay. Jessica, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for your time. Talk about what the last couple weeks have been. It went from a fight scheduled to a change of date to a change of opponent. How difficult was it to change on a dime like that?
Well, I mean, the state of everything right now, you just have to be prepared for everything and very flexible. So, you know, that's what I got to be for this time. It was challenging just in the aspect of, you know, preparing for a date and then it not happening and kind of having to shift into another date and then another opponent. Absolutely. They're different styles, but, you know, my goal is the same. You know, just maintaining my weight and going in and executing my game plan.
Yeah, I've asked this question before when this happens. In a way, it's not a blessing, but is it a blessing that with the change and the anticipation, it kind of gives you something to do, that it is a change of opponent to kind of kill the next couple weeks to fight time?
You know what? It's very much shifting the mindset and just maintaining. It's been a long fight camp in general for me. This fight has not only been pushed back 2 weeks, but I mean, I was scheduled to fight my previous opponent twice before. So I just kind of got used to, you know, riding the roller coaster and just staying ready. And, you know, more time isn't always a bad thing. I've been out of the sport for a while, so I appreciated the long process.
Obviously a veteran of the sport, what is fight week like for you? Is it, do you try to relax? Do you try to focus on Saturday? Do you try to not think about Saturday? How will you get through the next couple days?
I mean, kind of all of those. Fight week can be, you know, hurry up and wait, get up and go kind of thing. So it's just, again, staying present with what's going on and present and focused on the goal. And I have a great team with me that is, you know, keeping me on track and, you know, keeps the energy light and having fun and focused on what I'm going to do on Saturday.
Before we continue to talk on what's going to happen on Saturday, tell me a little bit about your softball background.
How do you know I played softball?
You know, I tend to do as little research as possible, and I really mean that, because I want this just to be a conversation, not a quote-unquote interview, but I pick and choose these, like, two or three things. And softball, and I'll tell you why in a second, but I am curious about your softball background.
I started playing softball when I was 7. I also started playing soccer at that time. So I played all the way up until high school, and then I decided to start looking into other, you know, athletics and stuff. But I was a second baseman, catcher, and then a left fielder.
We could talk softball for a long period, and I don't normally like to talk about myself and brag a little bit, but I am in the Guinness Book of World Records for softball.
No way. What's your record for?
I truly am. I played in the longest slow pitch softball game of all time.
How long was it?
And I typically, you know, I make the people guess, how long do you think the longest slow pitch game, and I'll give you a little bit of a help. It wasn't tied every inning, so, you know, we knew what the time length was, and that's what we had to be. So go ahead. How long do you think it was?
I don't know, 12 hours?
Jimmy, sitting here from Tenors of Rock. Jimmy, how long do you think it was?
I'm going to say 17 hours.
It was 104 hours.
What?
It was 4.5 days. Yep. We played 4.5 days nonstop. We got 5 minutes off an hour. We started Tuesday morning, and we took our first break Thursday morning only because it was the local police force that was involved in the game, and two derelicts were breaking in their cars in the parking lot. So we had to take a break. They chased them down, and I took a nap.
Wow, that is crazy. I would never, ever, ever in a million years guess that.
It was a lot of fun until like Wednesday night, and then it's like, when will Saturday night come?
Indeed.
It couldn't come fast enough. But enough about me and softball. How do you prepare for a fight at the Apex Center, you know, with no fans? And I've said this over the past year or so, as much as I miss covering the events and I miss fans being there, I really enjoy watching the fights with no fans.
Why is that?
You know, because I think I can concentrate more on the fight. You can hear stuff that normally you can't hear. Even if you're sitting in row one of the media area, you can't hear stuff. You can't hear the punches. You can't hear your corners. And I think it's just another aspect of the fight that we can enjoy.
Gotcha. No, I like that. I don't have a problem with no audience. I was on the Ultimate Fighter, 6 years now? I don't know. I kind of lose track of time. But I mean, I fought in that kind of atmosphere before, so it's unusual, but it's not unfamiliar to me, so I don't mind it. For that reason, I can hear the cornermen, I can, you know, there's no loud fans distracting me, there's no, you know, crazy swing of the judges with the audience, and yeah, I just think it's at a very pure form without the audience.
You also don't hear the Ric Flair woo and the sweep the leg from Karate Kid and all that stuff that we've heard since UFC 1. Right. What do you know about your opponent, and does it excite you that there's a zero on that record that you can kind of take away?
What I know about my opponent is she's from Canada. She looks to have a wrestling and boxing background. Again, different from my previous opponent that I was training for. However, I think it's really exciting. She's a former champion at LFA, which is more of a feeder organization to the UFC and to larger promotions. So I know that she's coming in hungry. I'm sure that, you know, although this fight was accepted on short notice, I'm sure she's been, you know, ready and waiting for that call. So I think that brings a lot of excitement for me to have, you know, a very game and excited opponent.
Well, thanks for the segue. You said hungry. So one of my favorite questions is, after a fight, when you can eat, you know, and eat anything you want, you can invite any 4 people over for dinner, living or passed away, real or fictitious. It can't be teammates. It can't be family. Who are you going to invite over to kind of just hang out and talk?
Oh my gosh, that's way too much brain power for me right now.
All right, good enough. We're going to say you want to just enjoy dinner by yourself. How's that?
Yeah, maybe some, maybe my dog Ludo I would invite to dinner.
Okay,
good enough. He passed like almost 2 years ago, so I'd invite him.
Invite him back. That's awesome. What can the fans expect to see Saturday night when you get back in the octagon?
The fans can expect to see, I'm really excited because I feel like since it's been so long, I get to just really reintroduce myself and show what I've been working on. And, you know, I'm excited. I almost feel like it's walking into my first bite. And so I have a lot of excitement and nerves and, you know, just all of the emotions. And I'm really excited to show what I've been working on.
Well, I can't wait to see you get back in the octagon. Enjoy Saturday night. For coming on the show today, we're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong. We're going to send you some earbuds from Jabra Headwear, as well as, since we did talk a little bit about Hungry and Food, I'm going to send you some Wicked Good Cupcakes, and I'm sure you saw them on Shark Tank. So thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the process that you're very familiar with, and have fun on Saturday night.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. That is Jessica Penne back in the octagon. All right, let's go hit a quick break, and then we're going to just chat for a little bit with Little Jimmy. We have another guest en route. I wanted to get through the interviews before other guests came.
That's fine. And he's always late anyway, so don't worry.
And Matt in some island that he's island or mountain or wherever he's hiding. So let's hit a break, and then we'll come back broadcasting live from the Staff Zone branch here in Las Vegas. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chubby Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight, and you are listening to the Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Las Vegas branch of Staff Zone. I'll be at the global headquarters tomorrow, and then I'm going to the sideshow, the circus, on Saturday.
The circus, indeed.
You know about that, right? We talked briefly about it.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
And, Matt, I know how excited you are to get to the circus.
I love the circus. I usually live there.
Well, you're going with the ring guy. What's he called? Not the announcer, but what's the announcer called at the circus?
Oh, the ringmaster.
The ringmaster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can't say that today. Not in today's world.
We need to come up with a new one. But, yeah, so Matt and I will be at the sideshow, which will be Ben Askren and one of the Pauls. They may both show up.
Jake, yes, that press conference. Because I know Al Bernstein, you know, legendary kind of commentator. And Al lives in Vegas. And the reason I know Al is that pre-COVID, Al's got a really great jazz singing voice.
Really?
And he's obsessed with the American Songbook and stuff. And he always pops up at a charity event. You get, you know, chatting with him. And obviously being a big boxing guy, you know, we've spent a lot of time on the stage together. And obviously I pick his brains because he called Hagler Hearns. He's called all these amazing fights over the years. And I actually texted him the other day and I said, what was that like? You know, considering the company in boxing that he's kept over the years, what was it like mediating the press conference with Jake Paul and Ben Askren? And he said and he's such a sweet man. And he just said, like, you know, it kind of is what it is. Everyone gets paid. Hopefully no one gets hurt. And, you know, everyone goes home to their families. But he said it was certainly, I wouldn't say a highlight, but it was certainly something I'll never forget.
Somewhere in that low light category, Ray Flores was on last week, who is commentating all of these fights.
Yeah.
Who started out in MMA and he's done a lot of boxing. So yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
In the sideshow. So you need to promise that you're going to stay off the floor next week or Saturday, Matt. That you're not going to run into the ring. You know, you're not going to come off the ring ropes or any of that kind of thing.
Well, I just coming off of WrestleMania, I might tag team a match.
Are you a wrestling guy at all?
Oh, I love wrestling.
I don't know if we've ever talked about that.
I love wrestling. My uncle was a wrestler in the UK with the, I don't know if Big Daddy was a thing here. Big Daddy was our Hulk Hogan back in the day. When we were kids, used to watch it every Saturday afternoon. It was dreadful. And then cable TV came in the kind of 80s. Then you got to see Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. And you were like, oh my God, what is that? So I'm a huge wrestling fan, you know, from an entertainer's point of view as well as an athlete's point of view. You know?
Well, and I like the entertainment portion more.
It's just unbelievable.
And I've always talked, and I'll throw it to you here, Matt. Matt's mentor, it shows you how small this whole world is.
Yeah.
And I say this all the time. So Matt's mentor is Terry Bollea, is Hulk Hogan.
Okay, got you.
He's the reason that Chuckles over there in North Carolina had the red mohawk and all the silliness that he does. And I was very close to Randy Poffo.
Right, Macho Man, yeah.
And, you know, the all these stories that we know the inside on, they were friends, and then they ended up not friends. But I've always, as much as I enjoy the wrestling portion, I like the mic work. I like the showmanship,
all that
stuff.
It's spectacular. I as an entertainer, I learned so much from people like Jake Roberts, Ric Flair. It sounds bizarre, but you just learn how to put your words together on a stage. You learn how to get a crowd going, not give them too much, no one to keep it back. It's a skill. And I get really offended when people, you know, say, well, it's fake. And I'm thinking, you know what? The injuries, first of all, the technique, you know, you're working with another person who could essentially break your neck if you don't know what you're doing or you don't trust each other. But then, you know, just in the split second to be able to hold a crowd in the palm of your hand is an incredibly special thing. And, yeah, I actually, you know, we opened our show at Planet Hollywood, and I actually invited Jake because he spends a lot of time out here in Vegas, and he couldn't come, but I'm desperately hoping that he'll come at some point. And actually, do you know what? Funny enough, my wife has just had a very bad back injury. She's actually using DDP's yoga, and
really?
It's just changing her life. Like, if anyone has got an injury or anything like this, I'm not a yoga guy, but it was just spectacular.
Should I make the phone call, Matt?
Absolutely, you should.
Okay.
You know DDP?
I know DDP very well.
Oh, well, my wife would be very happy because it's literally changing her life, and she's been in terrible pain for years.
I will do it as soon as we're off the air today.
Amazing.
And I went to his studio and did it.
Is it Atlanta?
It's in Atlanta. Yeah, it's in Atlanta. And I loved it. It was phenomenal.
It's just incredible. And just to see the way that is, you know, his story and then his story of how he helped Jake the Snake. Listen, I'm a huge fan, and I have the utmost respect for what people like Vince McMahon have done for that business. And the production of I've never been, tell a lie, I went to a battle royale at the Royal Albert Hall where Davey Boy Smith won the Battle Royale over the top rope, kind of Royal Rumble type thing. And I was hooked, and I had a Hulk Rules t-shirt, and I had the full thing. And it was just spectacular. But to be honest with you, I would love to see it now, because the production value, everything is so crisp.
Yeah.
The lighting, the sound, the music, the outfits, the personalities, the storyline, everything is just incredible.
What has Terry taught you, Matt?
I mean, you know, he taught me how to build a brand, how to, when you walk in a room, to be noticed, and when you leave a room, to be remembered. And so the steps of becoming a character, or like leaving an impression behind, and the art form of that, of signature moves and color schemes and impressionable mannerisms that leave impressions so that people remember who you are and know you upon the recognition next time they see you. So I lived in the character for about 4 years, and I can tell you 100%, he is a master of all masters and probably the greatest brand or iconic brand on the planet. Mm.
And I'll say this, and you know I never like to give you compliments, so I'm going to try not to do that now. As much as I've said this, I'm not that guy, you know, with the show and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Where Matt is a little different in the mohawk and the red shoes, and you know he looks like Ronald McDonald and acts the part. And all that stuff. But it's definitely
like a gladiator. It's a gladiator. No. It's not a clown.
No,
it's a gladiator.
Ronald McDonald. But when we did the show at the Super Bowl in Miami 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. We got everybody on the show because of Ronald McDonald. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody saw him and saw the stuff that Terry taught him, mm-hmm. and it definitely does work.
It's a skill. It's an undoubted skill. And like I said, the brand building. And like I said, you know, look at it from this point of view. I would look at it, and I might be completely wrong here because I'm certainly no expert, but someone like Hulk Hogan as a kid, or Terry Bollea, but as a child when you grew up, you mimicked every move. You wanted to, you walked in. I used to walk down for breakfast to the Real American song, you know, in the shirt. But you knew all the moves and all this kind of stuff. And now that we're a bit later on, you actually look, and I don't know if I'm being disrespectful, and if I am, it's not come across that way. That as far as an athlete goes, as a wrestler, a traditional wrestler, he's pretty limited in what he does compared to a lot of the other guys that are spectacular. But he took what he had, the size, the charisma, and like you said, built this thing that just took over the world, you know?
I believe, and Matt, you know, you let me know if I'm wrong, that Terry would say that he's no AJ Styles.
Of course,
of course not. No, of course, he would be the first to admit that.
But he took, you know, everything that he had, and he owes everything that he has to Dusty Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dusty saw him playing guitar in Dale Mabry in Tampa. Yeah. Hey, Matt, do you have any idea why they kept saying when Titus and Terry, you know, we're hosting WrestleMania over the weekend, that it's Tampa's own Titus and the legendary Hulk Hogan? Well, Terry's from Tampa as well. How come they never, you know, tied the two of those together?
I'm not behind the production scene, so I have no idea. But, I mean, it would be obvious to put Hulk Hogan there because his home is Clearwater. It's where he's from. It's what he put on the map. So, but I just want to kind of touch base on Wednesday night. I believe it was Wednesday night, it was Friday night. I was with Hacksaw Jim Duggan, another legendary, you know, Hall of Fame wrestler, and then Ariel, you know, Roddy Piper's daughter was there, and so you know, Jimmy, you being a man who wears a kilt, you know, it takes a special man a certain amount of self confidence and awareness, and to wear a kilt, right? Am I right on that?
Well, before you answer. You're 6'9", 314 pounds. I don't think anybody's going to say anything to you.
No, well, funnily enough, like I said, being Scottish, he was like obviously a favorite. And I used to, and he was another one that didn't have this size or didn't have the physique, but just had this incredible intensity and character that made you kind of love him. And I still have my Hot Rod t-shirt to this day. But I remember watching him for the first time and seeing him come in at one of the WrestleManias with Pipers. And of course, I'm a little kid sitting in Scotland watching this and going, oh, my God, you're kind of being represented. And then you hear him speak and you kind of go, where's that accent from? And I couldn't quite get my head around it. And but no, he was, you know, kind of phenomenal. So I get that a lot. You know, I get called Rowdy Piper a lot, especially in the U.S.
One of the things that Matt and I do a lot, you know, we do this Mount Rushmore, and I think one of the most difficult Mount Rushmores to put together is wrestling.
Yeah.
And I'll even be as helpful as I can, and we'll just say WWF or mm-hmm. WWE.
Yeah.
You know, if then you start including WCW, it could get even worse. But
yeah.
If you could, who would you put in your four?
I would have two. I would have two Mount Rushmores. You know, I'd make it really difficult for the sculptors.
Right.
And the reason I would have the ones that I was the most engaged by, and then the ones that I think genuinely maybe were underappreciated or did so much for the kind of business. You know, Hulk Hogan would be absolutely up there. As a kid, Davey Boy Smith would be up there because he was your icon as
he
a
had
kid.
Nice hair.
Being British. He was from a very similar place to where my mum and dad now live. I would probably say like Randy Savage again, and then I'd also say, it's really difficult, but I would probably say The Undertaker, Mark Calloway, I think his name
Mark
is.
Calloway.
But then I would also say that without Ric Flair, without Dusty Rhodes, those two specifically, you know, like I said, Jake Roberts was a funny one because he just had this way of being.
Rick Rude.
It was truly frightening. Ravishing Rick Rude. But Jake Roberts had a way of being that was truly frightening. And he wasn't a frightening looking guy. The people that were frightening to you were The Earthquake or Vader or The Undertaker as a kid.
Right.
But he had the way of getting inside your head. And you're thinking, this is just a guy putting tights on and running into a ring. But it was so much more than that. So I think the business owes a lot to him, owes a lot to people like Dusty Rhodes especially.
One of my favorite interviews, and we'll talk more about that. We have to hit this break so that we can go back down the street to the Apex Center when we welcome Tracy Cortez on. So let's go hit this break real quick. When we return, more shenanigans coming to you live from the Las Vegas branch of Staff Zone. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is David Wells, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art. Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Las Vegas. God, it's been 12, 14, 16 months since I've been out here.
Yeah, must be.
And I still love it, but it's still weird. It's just a weird feeling.
The past week has been the first, maybe the last, since March Madness started, that's the first point where you actually saw Vegas kind of getting back to what it used to be. And now it's actually pretty busy, which is great. You know, we're getting there slowly.
There's nothing good. There's nothing good. And I'm going to say it a third time. There is nothing good from the pandemic. But
yeah,
there's nothing good from the pandemic.
Yeah.
Okay. But walking through the casino last night, at least I didn't feel like I needed a shower. Because there's no smoke, there's no cigarettes. There's no-
I know. And you know, and if you know, people washing their hands is always going to be a good thing. You know?
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. So let's let's talk a little bit more about wrestling, because I've never seen you this excited.
I love it. I absolutely. Do you know what? I ever since I was a kid and we saw Superstars of Wrestling with Mean Gene Okerlund. And Jack Tunney was the president of the WWF, as it was back then. Yep. And ever since I broke my sister's arm, flying off the couch to deliver Randy Savage's, I don't even know what you call it, but he used to fly from his finishing move, he used to fly from the top rope and drop the shoulder on the chest. I did that to my sister. I missed. I was 8 years old. She was four. I broke her arm. I got grounded for a week. And it was just the best time ever. But you know, it was. But you know, we laugh about it now. It's very funny. But no, it was special. But like I said, growing up as someone that then became an entertainer, the lessons that you learn, and I mean this very genuinely, the lessons that you learn from people that just knew how to be on a microphone is just incredible. And now that there's the performance center and there's schools to teach this kind of thing. But, you know, just being a big lump or being very athletic isn't good enough anymore. You have to be the package. You have to be the presence and you have to have the branding. And, you know, as Matt was saying. So, no, I'm a huge, huge fan. I didn't see WrestleMania. I was busy this week, but I intend on watching it very soon. Because yep. Drew McIntyre is a supporter. We're from the same part of Glasgow. And he's a supporter of my soccer club, Glasgow Rangers. So we made a big deal of him in Scotland when he won the title. I mean, a few months back, uh-huh. And he had the shirt on, and the WWE sent a specific Glasgow Rangers belt with WWE. And, oh, it was a whole thing. It was amazing.
Very cool. Give me one of your good wrestling stories that you've never told. That's you, Matt.
Oh, me? Oh, man. I mean, look, I grew up in that era. You know, wrestling, you know, for me, I mean, just the last week, just to do the watch party with some of the legends, you know, like for like Hacksaw Jim Duggan, you know, like, yes, the performances on TV were legendary. It's iconic. I mean, marching down with a 2x4, you know, but actually getting to know the people, like, hey, oh, I mean, you know, some of those iconic things. I mean, that is my childhood. I mean, I would look back on it as, from a global standpoint, like some of these wrestlers, especially Hogan, are a bigger symbol of Americana of that time period than even the Statue of Liberty. You know, like, I mean, I think more people knew the image of Hulk Hogan marching to the ring in the red and yellow with an American flag all bronze and tan and oiled up than they did about the symbol of our country. Maybe, Jimmy, you could tell me from being born outside of our country, I mean, that if that's true or not, but...
Honestly, bro, it was exactly the same. He was, you could have made him the president and it would have been okay with us. Just nobody, but he was, there was an era before the kind of attitude era of wrestling, when it was a little bit more aimed, you know, when a baby face was a baby face and a heel was a heel type of thing. And it was the you know, drink your milk, take your vitamins. Yeah. There was a nice message that I think got lost along the way. Because, oh, yes, the message is kind of, I suppose, old-fashioned nowadays, but it was a nice thing. Because as a kid, I used to go to the gym and try and run because Hulk Hogan told me to, you know, and respect my mom and dad and, you know, be proud of your servicemen and women and all of this kind of stuff. And it was a really nice kind of message. I don't think there was anything wrong with that at all, you know.
What do you remember? And I know we talked about this last week, Matt, when the NWO was getting ready to be shown going into the Hall of Fame. You know, when Terry, you know, turned. Yeah. Heel and went to the black NWO.
Yeah.
I still have my NWO shirt still wrapped. I've never worn it.
Yeah. Well, when that happened, that it finished it for me and Hulk Hogan, because it was also as well, we were only getting in the UK, we were only getting Superstars of Wrestling on a Friday night. And it was the usual, you know, big star wrestler against unnamed wrestler, big star wrestler would win. And it would be like people like the Brooklyn Brawler and people like that. And I love the fact we're talking about this. I was not expecting to talk about this, and I'm absolutely loving my life right now. But we didn't really get a lot of the other shows. So things like WCW, we didn't get any of that at the time. So it literally was the shiny product of Superstars of Wrestling. You might see three matches, Bobby Heenan ranting in the corner, and that was kind of it. So when it did become apparent that he turned, oh my God, my life wasn't worth living. It was horrible.
It was a disturbing
moment.
I remember the Monday Night Player show that was the longest running show. The pandemic kind of ended that, but it will start back up. I would run home. I would do the show. I'd get off the air. I'd go home. And WWE was on, or WWF was on, and I was a WCW guy.
Yeah.
That was what I liked.
Yeah.
You know, I liked Paige. I liked, you know, when Hogan came over and did that. And the NWO went through this whole thing when they went in the Hall of Fame and explained the only reason why it worked was that both Scott Hall and what's Diesel's name?
Kevin Nash.
Yeah. That they both, their contracts came up within 7 days of each other.
Right, okay.
He said it would have never worked if Scott went first to WCW, and 9 months later he shows up.
Yeah.
And just I remember it like yesterday.
Yeah.
Of that happening, and he ripped it off, and it's all in black, and it was great TV. Now, as a child, obviously.
Oh, it was heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking.
Has he ever talked about that to you at all, Matt?
No, I mean, who, Kevin?
No, you don't hang out with Kevin. You hang out
We hung out with Kevin. We were there.
The guy's massive.
You and I were with Kevin.
He is 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
I've never stood, only one time did I ever stand next to a taller guy, and it was Jaminski, who used to play, I think it was for the Nets.
Right.
My wife grew up with him in Monroe, Connecticut, and I went over to just introduce myself, and he was sitting down.
Gotcha.
And so we shook hands. Then when he stood up, I literally felt like I was standing next to the Statue of Liberty.
Hulk Hogan?
No, not Hulk. When I stood next to Jaminski.
That is the Statue of Liberty. No, but I think just like when you talk to the UFC fighters and when you talk to NFL players, you know, the reason that people like you, Randy, is that you always ask them about things outside of what they do that every other media person asks them, right? You talk about wrestling to a football guy. You talk about, you know, music and tenors of rock to a UFC fighter. You talk about wrestling to Jimmy Denning. So I think Terry's the same way. You know, when he's with his boys, the last thing he talks about is wrestling. That's not on his mind. He's talking about cars. It's all about Mopar. It's all about classic, Plymouth Roadrunners and Cudas and engines and tires and racing setups. And, you know, that's his passion. That's what he loves. So just like anybody else, you don't really talk, you know, bring work home with you when you're talking about your passions.
Well, let's talk another passion, and it's mainly what Knockout Radio is supposed to be about. So we'll talk a little UFC here for a minute. A lot of announcements have come out over the last couple hours. I don't know if you saw them, but for McGregor to have said he's not fighting Poirier to Dana announcing the fight July 10th doesn't surprise me per se.
No, not at all. That fight's got to happen. I mean, his career is at a kind of pivotal point right now, because if he loses to Dustin again, you go, the enigma of Conor McGregor really does wane. He's still going to be a huge star. I love watching him fight. I've had a drink with John Kavanaugh many a time here in Vegas, and they're great guys. But I don't know. It's that thing. You get so wealthy. How hard do you train? Yeah. You know, how hard do you want to get punched in the face anymore? Yeah. You know, it's. No.
And I said that I was going to, mention this, and I kind of want both of your guys' opinions on this as well. And this isn't a dig on Dustin at all.
Mm-hmm.
I understand Connor's tweet. I'm not saying that it's right, because I don't know. But for Connor to say, yes, I said I was going to donate money, but I've asked for some things, like where the money's going.
Sure.
And the charity may be the greatest charity. It may be 90X amount of cents. But if he asked for that, that he wants proof that he's going to send $500,000 or $5, I support Connor on this one.
My opinion on that is it kind of depends on how good Dustin's management is, because we deal with a lot of that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And, people don't just sign you a check. They want to know. And like I said, they want to know for their own benefit, where is it going, what's it going to do. And if you're dealing with the business of Conor McGregor, and his business is incredible, by the way, and the people behind him are incredible.
Ding, ding.
You know, it needs to be done correctly. But I don't know the ins and outs of it, to be very honest.
And that's what I was saying as well. Yeah. I don't know, but and I don't say that I can be the one, because I don't know him like that. You know, but for him to say, I asked for documentation for this, for that, for somebody just to say, well, it's going to go where I'm telling you. That's
not good. That old. Yeah, exactly.
It's just not good enough for that. Yeah. All right, let's go hit our final break of this hour. When we return, Jimmy Denning hanging out. Vinny A is on his way here, and we're going to talk some music. We're going to talk some food. We're going to have a good time as it continues right here from the Staff Zone branch in Las Vegas. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and the said Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products, and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
There's a disco inferno with Randy Harris, and I'm here to burn this mother down.
All right, we are back coming to you live here from Las Vegas branch of 8 Man Strong, hanging out with Jimmy D at some mountain. And now we have another special guest. That would be Vin A.
Hello.
You know how I just said the D because you're the A and all that kind of stuff? I love your shirt.
Oh, thank you.
I want to thank you for that. I love this as well. It's 8 Man Strong.
Yeah.
Which we need to get you some more 8 Man Strong. And I need 8 Man Strong. And what are you doing back at the mountain over there that you're making so much noise, Matthew?
Well, I have my daughter sitting with me at the table. So as you got your live in studio guest, I have my 6-year-old Marissa with me.
Amen. He has his kids and you have your kids.
Well, ask one of my nieces to just kick you in the head for me.
Will do. I will do.
A 6-year-old head kick.
What's up, Vinny? How you doing, buddy?
Matt, the former pizza man on the line. So I know
I miss him. I love you, Matt. What's going on, man?
I love you. You're the greatest pizza guy I've ever had. And
oh, you're too cool. He's saying that because I'm the only guy that came in and knew what I was doing.
That's
he goes, have you done this before? I was like, yeah, this was my job before I was a musician. I made pizza. That's what I did.
You know, we do this thing. Well, we did this thing. Well, we're still going to do it because he has a pizzeria set up at his house.
Cool.
So, you know, we're still going to do it. So, you know, we bring the athletes or the rock legends or, you know, stars. All right. Sorry. you know, they come, we do this pizza contest.
Oh, go on.
Yeah. Stop. So, you know, Van and Vinny walk in and you know, we say, he goes, yeah, I kind of know what I'm doing. And he's throwing the dough.
I saw it on his Instagram.
Yeah.
His Instagram. And I'm like, what's he doing? And then the next, you know, he's flinging this dough around. And I'm like,
I loved
come
it.
On, son.
I had a great time. I had a really cool time. And again, Jim is such a great advertisement because he would always wear the 8-man strong shirts. And I never knew what that was. And when I came down and met you and you told me it was you guys, I was like, you know, floored by that. Yeah. So I love it.
Vin told me a story that he called you. You know, after I know you told me that's, you know, that, you know, when I invited him, we're going to hook you up. We're going to send a limo for you. He said, yeah, I had to call to check.
I was like, is this guy going to kidnap me? it's never a woman that wants to pick me up in a limo. It's always
it's always Steve Lene. We have a knockout radio limo now.
Right, okay.
You know, and well, Steve owns it, and he's like, anytime you need it, and he puts that little goofy hat on.
He's so cool, man. It's a limo driver that wore a Motorhead shirt, like under a suit jacket. It was the coolest thing.
They're the best kind.
Best kind.
His best friend is the former drummer of Motorhead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, who's now in the Scorpions. And
oh, Mickey D.
Mickey D. Yeah. That's his guy. And so we're driving to a bare knuckle fight in Daytona one day. And, you know, Matt's driving and I'm in the front seat and Steve's in the back. This was before the limo. And he's talking about Mickey D and Mickey D and we're going to get Mickey D on the show. And you know me. All right, fine. You know, that's cool.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he hands me the phone and he called Mickey D in Sweden.
Wow.
And he's FaceTiming him.
That's really cool.
I didn't really know who Mickey D was
amazing.
You know, I know he's a drummer and all that. And then I went to the Google machine that lists the top 10 and he's like two of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, he was a phenomenal player. In fact, we were going to try and meet up because the Scorpions were due to play Planet Hollywood last summer. And obviously we have our residency at Planet Hollywood and there was there's a kind of link between the bands and stuff. And then COVID came in and scuppered another one of my dreams.
Well, hopefully it'll come back because I know that they're going to have a residency and I'm looking forward to coming out. But real quick, talk about how you two guys got together.
Grindr.
Is that switch left or right?
It was a fortuitous meeting downtown in Las Vegas.
All right, so we won't talk about Fremont.
Yeah, of course it was. Of course it was. Who'd have known I would be the lady in the relationship?
Well, I did notice in some of your photos, you know, your kilt moved from you to Vin.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden he's wearing
it. I have my show here in Vegas and Vin has his show, The Bronx Wanderers. And we kind of arrived in Vegas at the same time with basically the same message from the big executives and all of the press to say, enjoy your 3 months, boys. You won't last very long. And now 5 years later, we're both thankfully still here and still rocking and rolling. So we become kind of friends because, you know, our shows are kind of the same level. We deal with the same nonsense on a daily basis with
the business aspect.
So, and we've just become friends. And then when we always wanted to do a show together, but we were always too busy. And then the pandemic hit. And after the first 3 or 4 months when I was sick, when I got better, we kind of said, look, maybe this is the time we can just develop this idea. And so we put together Vin and Jimmy's Downtown Hootenanny, which is sort of a collection of me and him just goofing around different songs. We have loads of special guests that we just call some friends and say, come down and join us. People get out of the audience and just do random things. So it's just a good old-fashioned bit of fun.
We call it organized chaos.
Yeah.
So we're excited to have that. The next show is on 4/20. So that sums that up.
So that's it. So we did our first one in November. We were due to do another one in November, but thanks to the governor's office, they said, no, we couldn't do it because of the regulations and stuff, which is, you know, that's their business. So we've had to wait until now. And obviously his schedule, because he's just been down in Florida touring.
And making pizza.
So, yeah, so we've got our next one. We decided on 4/20 because that's a very special day to us. So Yeah, that's our gig downtown, Notoriety. So if you're in Las Vegas, I think it's sold out.
Actually. Yeah, it might be. I have immense respect for them and their show. I mean, they work so hard. They're so talented. And we kind of do similar stuff. So I respect the talent of all of them. And they're all genuine good guys. So when you can find good, genuine people in Las Vegas that you can hang out with and collaborate with, it's a special thing. And I'm happy that we did it.
I don't want to sound like I'm kissing, you know, butt or whatever. But the first time we went to see these guys, so my brother who is involved, they're listening, with Staff Zone, he gets his tickets, and you know, I'm just happy to be in an arena. My brother gets his front row seats.
Way cool.
So you know, we go to see these guys front row, and you know, didn't know who they were, or you know, it was going to be a cool show. They come out, they're blowing the roofs off. You know, we're videotaping, and you know, Dye takes my phone. I'm like, he just stole my phone. Well, no, he's running around the stage with it, filming for everybody.
Did you get it back?
I did get it back. I'll tell you in a minute, you know, something he did the last time we saw you. You know, then they do the meet and greet after, and it's all right. So we wait. It's all my brothers and brother-in-law, and it's just going to be cool. We take a photo. Next thing you know, we're tweeting back and forth. We become what I hope is really good friends.
They're good guys, yeah. And that's what it is. I mean, again, like you come out here because I came awesome. From the New York head, where when I came out here, we were doing Bohemian Rhapsody like 3 years before we came out here. I came out here, I heard they do the same number. And I was like, oh, come on, dude. We're literally a block away. They got to do the same tune. And, you know, you see them do it. Then you meet them. They couldn't bring you into their circle more genuinely. And it's like, it's not that stab you in the back head out here like it is in New York and L.A. and everywhere else. They wanted us to succeed. And the more I got to know them, I wanted them to succeed. And the next thing you know, now it's like a team where it's like, you know, I want to see them back. I want to see them selling tickets. I want to see them selling out. And that's kind of, you know, the cool little partnership that we got.
How unique is that? Because, you know, in media,
very unique in my business.
It's
usually people are in the wings hoping you trip and fall and break your leg on stage. I mean, that's the usual deal.
In the media that I deal with, they don't stab you in the back. They're going to do it in the front.
In front.
You know, yeah. They're not trying to hide. They're like, I don't like you. I don't like that you're successful, and we're going to take you out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you told me your friendship with these guys, and then I went and saw you the first time a couple of years ago, and I'm like, to me, that's unique.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, in this business, it's very, very, you know, and to be honest, Vegas is pretty good like that. I mean, you have your, you know, we have those people that we're not going to name, but rest assured, listeners, we will be naming them afterwards.
Come to the Hootenanny, you'll hear it all.
We'll have a couple of tequilas in us, and you can ask us literally anything, but no, it is rare, but we're also in a very similar situation. Like I said, we have to deal with the same stuff, so... You know, if shows like ours succeed, you know, the Elton Johns and the Lady Gagas, they're on a different level. But the level below where we sit at and the theaters and stuff that we play, you know, if shows like that can succeed, that means if we can succeed, the Bronx can succeed, lots of other shows like that. That's going to be a good thing for everybody. So, you know, my personal way has always been just to, if people are nice to me, I'll be nice back. I don't really care what you do or how you do it. That's just that's the kind of mentality I've always had. So, and he's the kind of same. So, you know, the families have all become close, and we hang out and we rip on each other, and it's just good fun, you know.
You know, I say this all the time about fights. I've been to I don't know how many thousands of fights, and people I can't remember them all. Hey, I'm old. Dementia's kicking in. I'm sure. You know, it's just I can't keep track of it. But I know one thing that I'll never forget is the show that I was at for yours when the earthquake hit. It was.
At a fight when the earthquake happened?
Oh, that's unbelievable. I've just remembered that. We were at Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
We were at Planet Hollywood, and we're on the stage. I'll never forget. We were singing. We do a version of Desperado.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing Desperado. And we're up on the stage, and we're sitting on stools, and it's like our little moment just to take a breath. And we're in the middle of the show. I remember looking up, and we have the speakers kind of hang above the stage, quite a big sound rig. And they started swinging. And I thought, this is the most bizarre thing in the world. And then the boys looked at me and going, do you see that? Yeah, they're swinging. And then we looked around, and our guitarist, Chris, is literally taking two steps to his left, two steps to his right, two steps to his left. And then all of a sudden, we're holding onto the seats, and we're going, and then the earthquake happened. But like professionals, we didn't stop the song.
Wow.
We were like, okay, we carried straight on. And I think one of the boys said something funny in one of the lyrics. And we just kind of carried on and finished the song. And everyone kind of clapped slowly. As if to say, did we just experience that?
The lights that you had out in the audience is where we were sitting right underneath the lights that were above us. And I'm seeing this thing rocking back and forth like, do I sit here? Do I run out? Do I, what do I do? I've never witnessed.
And it was quite intense because of where the theater sits in Planet Hollywood. It's right in the center. And I'm told if you're right at the center, kind of high up, that's the worst place to be because it's where it moves the most.
Great.
And we're like,
that's nice.
But we carried on the show and going, just in an earthquake, boys. There's something that doesn't happen in Scotland.
They literally rocked the house.
They did.
They rocked the house.
Oh, nice.
I love it.
You should be my publicist.
I know.
it was definitely unique. It's something that I'll never forget. You know, I've been in hurricanes, you know, being in Florida. When we come back, I want to talk to you about your Florida trip.
Cool.
You know, what you thought of that. It was a little different.
I'm now a member of AARP, so I'm really excited to announce that. Discounts, here I come.
Okay. All right. Got to be happy about something, I guess. All right, let's go hit our top of the hour break. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. The shenanigans is about ready to kick off. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be back. It's all right now. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell you, everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.